Nolte, Red Bull purges wokesters from U.S. division. By John Nolte on July 21, 2020. Red Bull's Austrian parent company fired a bunch of woke executives and managers from its U.S. division, including the CEO. This is how it's done. Cut out the cancer before it metastasizes. The firings were not without cause. According to two reports, this was not Red Bull doing what the left is doing. Firing people over the ideas they hold or what they do in their own private lives. This was not the left's neo-McCarthyism. No, the Red Bull firings were over damaging leaks. Pressure to embrace Black Lives Matter, and an obvious lack of focus on the things that should matter to a sane corporation. In other words, these freaks deserve to be fired, and other corporations might want to stand up and take notice before they become the New York Times. Before concession after concession is made to the woke Taliban, and before you know it, you've sold your soul. The Wall Street Journal, emphasis added throughout. The maker of Red Bull energy drinks has replaced its top U.S. executives amid internal tensions over the closely held company's response to the Black Lives Matter movement. Red Bull GmbH, the Austrian company that makes the drink, said Stefan Kozak, its North America chief executive, and Amy Taylor, its North America president and chief marketing officer, have left the company. It named other executives to temporarily fill the roles. Ms. Taylor had been working on diversity and inclusion efforts within the company with Mr. Kozak's support for several years but was met with opposition when she began advocating for Red Bull to be more overt in its support of racial justice in the last month, according to people familiar with the matter. Some U.S. employees had recently raised concerns about what they considered the company's inaction on the Black Lives Matter movement and about a racist slide that was in a presentation given at a company event in February. Business Insider adds. Red Bull more recently has been rife with internal tensions over Black Lives Matter. Employees leaked a letter, signed by 300 Red Bull employees, that was sent June 1 to Kozak and Taylor criticizing the company's public silence on the movement. Along with firing the executives, Red Bull cut or dissolved entertainment and culture teams in Canada, the UK, and Austria and cancelled most of its major cultural events. An employee said the culture teams were seen as the most vocal about racial justice matters and that US staffers saw the restructuring as a form of punishment. So what it looks like is that Red Bull was stuck with an American division infested with employees more loyal to their social media accounts than to their own employer. Not only did 300 employees, 300- sign a letter demanding a bunch of psychobabble horseshit that has nothing to do with the company mission, but as a form of blackmail, they leaked the letter to the media. Here's my favorite part of this insane letter. We would like to express concern regarding the internal email that was sent and our public silence thus far. In the email, the word black was not mentioned once. This is not a vague issue that we can accept being danced around or alluded to. Black people in this country have been traumatized day in and day out for their entire lives, and this is nothing that should be obscured. Furthermore, we hope to see the organization more urgently expressing steps towards real change now instead of simply allowing for individual space. There are many of us who are active, ready, and willing to participate and make change now, today. Instead of simply canceling our normal meetings, could we replace them with available forums to educate employees, learn about allyship, and discuss how we, as a company, can be better when it comes to issues of race? It is crucial now that we ask the right questions and look to our community here, at Red Bull, for the best ways to support each other, rather than retreat into silence, leaving us 2 days to think alone about these things that profoundly affect our black neighbors. That sounds like satire. But on and on and on it goes like that. Man alive, is there anything more dangerous than hiring a gang of fascist, spoiled babies with access to a thesaurus? Furthermore, the racist slide mentioned by the Wall Street Journal was not only leaked to the media, it is not racist. It was a joke with a map of the world that labeled various countries in stereotypical ways, including Europe. Further, it was a self-deprecating joke aimed at America and Americans titled, "The World According to Americans." In other words, it was a good-natured ribbing of provincial Americans. India equals call centers. The Middle East equals evildoers. Africa equals zoo animals come from here. America, number one. South America equals this is where coffee comes from, I think. Europe equals pussies. I laughed, because I can take a joke, because I was taught that the ability to laugh at yourself makes the rough and tumble of real life so much easier. The Wall Street Journal matter-of-factly describing the ridicule of Americans as racist tells you just how far gone that publication is. Nevertheless, the not-at-all-racist slide was leaked to the corrupt media and Red Bull was immediately put on the defensive over nothing. Obviously, the parent company finally had enough of this nonsense and cleaned house of these malevolent social justice warriors who were not only demanding the company focus on things better left to a social worker, but willing to damage the company if their list of ludicrous demands was not met. This is how it's done. You either stand up to these bullies or you lose your soul, and maybe even your company.